Hi, and welcome back to the Nosy Rosie Show, the space for you to eavesdrop on honest conversations about love, heartbreak, and every topic in between. I'm your host, Nosy Rosie, and on each episode, I'll be interviewing guests from all walks of life, and I'll be asking them my very favorite question, which is, you know, how is your love life? Back to the Nosy Rosie Show. Today I have Bo Jackson on, and he was on last season talking about mental health and masculinity, and it was a dope episode. And he has lots of updates for us today that I'm super excited to hear about. He's one of my favorite people, so I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Hello, Bo. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Bo?
Oh, good to be back.
Yeah, it's been like, I think like 5 or 6 episodes since you've been around.
Wow, first season.
Yeah.
But month-wise, it's been about 5 or 6 months since
I've there's been a pretty long break between seasons, too, because of the state of the world and me being overwhelmed. But I'm glad that you're here. And I'm just truly wondering, how is your love life?
you wasted no time.
Let's just get in there.
Okay, great.
Great. See, now this is a good level up from last time.
Oh my word. I don't even remember what my initial response was last time.
I think it was non-existent at that time.
Oh, non-existent.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Yeah. I'll have to go back and check.
I think that's
I might have to edit in, like, actually, I was wrong. He was doing this at that time. But anyways, why is it so great?
Well, I mean, I'm in love.
He's in love.
That's crazy.
Okay, how did this happen?
How did... Ask... What do you mean by how did this happen?
How did you find this person worthy of falling in love with? Hmm. Like, where? How? Who? What?
Well, if you ask us, the answer is Tinder. If you ask our, like, anybody in our family or friends, it's friends of friends, mutual friends. nothing against anybody who's done that, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so you were just swiping one day.
Yeah. And truly, it was out of boredom with everything going on in the world, corona-wise. Mm-hmm. Stuck in our houses, and I needed that validation.
Absolutely.
You know,
I can't tell you how many times since corona hit that I've gotten an app and deleted the app and gotten the it just repeats.
Because it's like, all right, it's 11 p.m. on a Thursday, and it's like, man, I haven't been validated in a while. I wonder who finds me attractive.
Yeah, let's just get on there.
You find out. It's like, oh.
It's like magic.
I'm attractive.
I'm go to bed attractive.
That's crazy.
People like me. I'm okay. We're going to make it through. Okay, so why'd you swipe right on this person?
She was cute. I mean, she was very pretty. And I think her bio said that she was tall. And I'm tall. And I've never dated anybody tall. But I've kind of had a hankering to.
Yeah, I feel like it was definitely time.
But also, let's be honest. Like I said, it was probably just a swipe right for validation.
Yeah.
And then I think she messaged me first.
Oh, which, yeah, a move. Yeah, okay.
Which she claims, and I believe her, she's never done before. She just felt the need to.
She's like, I can't let this one go.
Well, I'm very bad about that.
So, because you're on there for validation. So it's like, okay, we get it. You like me. Yeah. I'm cool. Bye.
I'm not looking
I'm guilty as well. I can't talk shit.
Yeah.
So what'd she say?
I don't remember. You want to find out?
Yeah.
Let's look.
Okay.
I think I have to re-download the app.
Oh my God, you've deleted Tinder. You got to a level.
Yeah, I have to re-download it.
I'm pretty impressed.
Well, we'll come back to that.
Yeah.
But, so we met. It was great. Our first time meeting was a great time. It was great.
Wait, pause. Huh. Did you ask her out or did she ask you out?
Well, all right. Let's elaborate so we can talk about this. So, I don't know, it feels like stars aligned, I guess people say. So as we got to know each other, there's like a whole lot of, oh, wow, we're really similar. Wow, we're really similar, which is great in a lot of aspects. But then a lot of aspects, like you want some differences. Mm-hmm. But in the things that we found were similar, it was really cool. Like in 2016, I spent the summer in Germany and so did she. Mm-hmm. Like
what?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding at all.
That's wild. Yeah. What a weird, like, specific coincidence.
Isn't it?
Same year, same place. Mm-hmm. And from, is she from here?
From Nashville.
Okay, that's crazy.
I know. And we've never made contact, and we had mutual friends, and it's just, you know, it's like, why didn't we ever, like, it's like we almost met before, but.
So, like, in an alternative universe, yeah, like, she would have dropped her bag right in front of you, and it would spill everywhere, yeah, and you'd be, like, trying to help her pick it up in Germany. And
we both speak English.
And you both speak English, and you're like, what? In this foreign nation
that we're not comfortable in.
But, like, you chose to, like, tie your shoes a little bit longer that day, so you didn't. You missed it, but.
I missed it.
It brought it back around again.
Well, if that's the universe, it has its ways.
Okay. All right.
Oh, Tinder.
Okay, yeah. I truly want to know what she said. I want to know if it's like a hey, or if it's like a cheesy pickup line, or if it's just like a what's up, because I need to know what works, because I like to message the guy first, but.
It's still downloading.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, you should get on my Wi-Fi.
Oh, we'll do that in a minute. All is good.
Okay. Hmm. I'm intrigued, though.
Me too. Yeah, let's do that Wi-Fi. Do you have your phone?
Oh, yeah. Let me pause this. Do that. We'll be right back. Okay, so we're back, and it turns out this is really cute, and I'm dying. She also deleted her Tinder because this is true love, and now they both have deleted Tinder, so you can't, like, even though he got his back, you can't read the messages, that's so funny. It's going to have to stay mysterious. I love this.
Well, I do remember she was very, 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 like, wanting to hang out, and I was in a place where I was kind of giving mixed signals and didn't know what I wanted.
Yeah.
Because also, kind of pandemic time, so nobody was really socializing. But I don't know. I'm glad I gave it a go.
Yeah.
I'm glad she was very adamant about hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that can go one of two ways. I feel like when someone's really, like, pushing me and hang out, like, there's part of me that's like, yes, I should give this a chance. This seems fine. But then the other part is like, whoa, like, I don't know you, man. Like, back off. So it's good that you, like, went for this.
Yeah. Because, and, I mean, it was with a push of a friend. My friend was like, you should go hang out there tonight. And I was like, no, I'm not going to. I'm good. I'm in. My PJs are on. You know, new girls on TV. I'm going nowhere right now. But he's like, no, you need to go. And I did. And we had a great night. And then right after that, I was told I was exposed to coronavirus, so I had to quarantine. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was around the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, timeline is clicking.
So I was having the quarantine, and then I was negative, so then we got to hang out again.
Yes.
But she had to go back to school. New York.
That's pretty far.
Last week. Yeah.
How's this going to work?
We'll see.
Okay. That's fine. So, okay, so you're in love with her.
Yes.
Have you said I love you?
I did.
OMG! How did this go down? And was it scary? And what happened? Fucking, I want everything.
Fucking terrifying, Rose. So, I don't know. I remember when I first... I've said I love you to one person. Mm-hmm. And I did feel it. And after that ended, that was painful and difficult to get over. So, the thought of love was almost like a negative thing for the longest. And so... Obviously, you know, you build walls and you take them down sometimes and you choose who you let in, but I did not picture myself saying that at all. But then I remember the day I figured it out. I was like, oh, so this is like love. We went on a trip to like South Tennessee and we spent like 14 hours together. But at the end of the 14 hours, I was like, you don't have to leave, kind of feeling.
Yeah, like you're not sick of this person.
Not even close.
Like, what the hell?
Not even close.
I get sick of myself after 14 hours. I get sick of myself
after 14 hours, too. So, yeah.
Did you tell her then?
No.
Okay.
No, I held on to that. Because I honestly planned to not tell her. Because I found out that same day, that morning, that she was leaving in 2 weeks to go to New York.
Oh, my God.
So that morning, and then I found out, or not found out, but it kind of clicked my mind that, wow, this is love, later that evening. And then putting those two together was a fun mental battle.
Yeah, all on the same day.
All on the same day.
Like, what the hell?
Well, and feelings of love progressed over time, but so that was fun.
Wow. Okay. So how did you muster the courage to say it? Like, okay. I feel like that's so absolutely vulnerable in like a million ways and powerful.
I didn't plan to say it, but I also felt like she tried to say it a few times. And I don't know if I was in a great place to, like, accept that. Like, I was honestly worried, like, if she did say it, how would I respond right now?
Yeah.
Because I had it pretty much made up in my head that I wasn't going to, and that this was maybe just something that was going to end, and she's going to go to New York, and this was what it was.
So you felt like the timer, like, ticking. Yeah. So, like, don't get in too deep. Why don't, like, protect yourself.
You're going to New York, like, walls yeah. are good.
Yeah, walls are great. Love them.
Stay in here and be safe.
Yeah.
But, no, the day she left, I told her.
Wow, this is romantical. Was it, like, at the airport?
No.
Okay, I was expecting, like, this big scene, like, you run through the airport, catch her right before she goes through security, and you're like, I love you.
And then everybody just pulls out claps their phones and applauds.
And cries, and, like, everyone's, like, weeping. And
okay. That was not the case. Okay. I actually did tear up, though, and she, yeah, I think, I don't know why, maybe all the emotions at once of, like, vulnerability, fear of her leaving, and then, of course, love. I don't know.
Yeah, like, love is super powerful. It's also really, like, scary because, like, when you love someone, like, if things don't go right, like, you're going to get hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's a risk you got to take. And it's also just, like, oh, the best thing to find that person. It's just, like, oh, my God. Like, it's so happy and so, like, vulnerable and just, like, incredible.
Yeah. And almost weird how swift and quickly it happened, too. Like, how we met and then how things just felt like they were just presented to me on a platter and how easy it was to fall in love.
Yeah, so you're, like, avoiding all this struggle love stuff.
Yeah.
Like, bye, struggle love. Like, no more of that.
And then we have this, like, great line of communication, which is new to me. Oh, my word.
Wow.
You would be amazed at what communication can fix, Rose.
I would. Okay, so
I was amazed.
Who started that?
Yes. Yeah, that was mutual. I've always felt like I've had good communication skills. Mm-hmm. And not saying that, I mean, I have been in other relationships with decent communication skills, but not on this level. Maybe just because I feel like there's a great understanding of each other there. But she's very, very open at, like, what she needs and when she needs it. And
good. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And she advocates for herself.
And you don't have to be a mind reader.
I don't have to be a mind reader. Because I'm not. Did you How know incredible. That?
Wow.
If she's, I mean, yeah, of course, sometimes you don't share everything, and that's great because you can over communicate. And
yeah,
there's also some things that people go through that they don't need to share. But for the most part, if there's something that needs, like, to be brought up or brought to my attention, she's very good about doing that and, like, at the right time. Because that's also big, at the right time.
Yeah. That's so true. And when you're able to do that, you're just avoiding so much crap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't get to sit there and fester and be passive aggressive if you're dealing with it.
Exactly.
If and you can bring it up.
What's easy about it is, like, since she's good at it, it makes it easy for me to be good at it.
Yeah.
And
it makes it safe. Because you're like, this person gets it.
It's a safe space. It really is. And I feel like I can go to her if I need something. And if there's something that maybe I'm struggling with that day, mm-hmm. or if I need more of something from her that day because I'm struggling with something, I can just be like, hey, I need more of this today. And she'll give it to me.
How pure. Mm-hmm. How pure. I'm very excited for you.
Me too.
This is everything I ever wanted for my friends, and I'm glad it's happening.
Well, fingers are crossed.
Yeah. You know, it's just crazy. Like, this year has been wild, and I'm glad it brought you something good. Even though, like, things are changing, like, it's a little, like, farther apart right now, just because literal distance.
Literal distance.
You know, if it's meant to be, it's going to be.
And that's kind of what I've had my head wrap around. I mean, I don't wish her to come home from New York.
Yeah, like, she's, like, doing her thing.
Whenever she said that she was going, I was obviously, for selfish reasons, and this is okay to have selfish reasons, by the way, so it's out there. For selfishly, I was upset because I don't get to see her every day.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I also had, like, this sense of excitement because, first off, she's going there on scholarship to school in New York City.
Wow.
She's this genius of a woman going for business, like, in a male field.
Wow. Get it, girl. Get it.
Who yesterday, I'm a brag on her, yesterday I got this internship with, like, these awesome other women. And, like, on the ad for the internship, it was like, do you want to be a kick-ass woman? She's like, hell yeah. So.
Okay. This is for her.
Yeah, she's... So, it's cool to watch her grow.
Oh, my gosh. This is so good.
So, like I said, selfishly, I was upset that she was leaving, but I'm very excited to kind of sit back and watch what she can accomplish. And maybe with timing, now is her time to go up in New York and focus on what she needs to do. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, if it's meant to work out,
yeah, it seems like she's working on her shit so hard right now, and you're also working on your Definitely. Shit so hard right now. And like, y'all are both becoming the best versions of yourself, and, you know, and you both need this time.
Yes.
Because like, if you were holding each other back, you were just like, here, you're each other's worlds. So you don't do anything else. You don't see anyone else. Like, mm-hmm. your life is just like not going to be moving forward, and you're probably going to resent each other. It's going to drive it into the ground. So you got to be doing your stuff. It's going to make your relationship healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So can I like kind of swerve topics a little bit?
Of course. This is your podcast. Nosy Rosie, get nosy.
But you're my guest of honor. Okay. So I just need to make sure that was okay. So last time on the show, we talked a lot. We really dug into mental health specifically with men.
Right.
So I was wondering, like, since you're in a new relationship and things are exciting and happy and awesome and hard and uncertain, like, how is that affecting mental health? Like, not knowing the future and having something, like, so positive and exciting, is it, like, also distracting? Okay. So, 10-part question, basically.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll just follow our bunny trails like
right,
we
let's
do.
Just go.
But I feel like whenever you meet somebody new and you're in this new world of trying to get to know somebody and focusing your energies towards somebody and your efforts towards somebody, you maybe forget about, like, things that you need to, like, keep track with on yourself. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this, too. It's just maybe you won't remember that, oh, I need to, like, sit down and think about, like, what's going on in my life because I'm distracted. And distractions are great, and they pull you out of slumps.
Yeah, definitely.
Distractions are great. I'm not saying suppress because that's different, but, like, distractions are phenomenal. I love them.
Yeah, but getting to step out for a second.
Exactly. But you also need to, like, if you're going to be with somebody and you haven't been with somebody in a while, I feel like it's really easy for me to just ignore what I need to take care of on my own and start to just go all in on this new person and, like, mm-hmm. think about them all the time. And then I think about myself less. And, you know, you start to put all your eggs in this one basket, which is a dangerous thing to do.
Yeah.
And I just feel like you're setting yourself up for pain. And if you do it improperly.
Right. So it's like you're trying to kind of figure out the balance.
Yeah, exactly.
Of, like, something new and awesome. Like, something that obviously is great to put mm-hmm. your energy into, but also you got to remember yourself. Like, don't leave yourself in the dust in the process.
Exactly.
Like, that's so important. Also so hard because also, like, in my experience, when I get into, like, some kind of situationship with someone that I'm really excited about, like, I've noticed that when it's not healthy, when it's not, like, I guess, like, a mutually, how do I say this? When both people aren't putting an effort, mm-hmm. I find myself, like, overextending for this person.
Right.
And that's when I realize, like, everything else in my life kind of, like, lags behind.
Right.
So, like, my passions, like, even the podcast, like, I can look back on, like, since I started this 2 years ago and be like, oh, I didn't do any episodes for, like, this period to this period. Because guess what? I was, like, caught up in this world of not taking care of myself and doing my stuff and working on what I love. Because I was putting all that energy into that other person and not to myself. And that just got me in some bad places. Right. So,
And it very easily can. And I think also at the same time, it may be who you're focusing your energies into.
Mm-hmm.
Because if somebody who is wanting the best for you and it's like it's a good thing that you're with this person,
yeah.
then they'll remind you of that.
Exactly.
That, hey, you know, go. When are you going to therapy again? In the best way.
Yeah.
If that's something that you
not
guys
like,
have
bitch,
talked
you
about.
You need therapy.
Exactly.
But it's like, honey, like, this is good for you.
Yeah.
You do well with this.
Because, you know, I've throughout the pandemic, I didn't want to do over-the-phone counseling. I didn't feel like that would benefit
yeah.
me the way I needed it to. So whenever my therapist was doing in-person again, I just kind of put that off because I've gotten into this routine of not going. And then just the thought of going again almost felt like going for the first time again.
Mm. Like starting over.
Yeah. And then she reminded me gently, hey, you know, this is something that you used to do and that worked for you. So if this is something that you feel like you can do, I recommend you go back and
see, work that is for just
that.
So great.
Yeah.
Because you're putting effort into her and seeing her and caring about her and she's doing the same to you. Like that match energy, baby. Like that's what you need.
It's
and I'm so happy to see it.
It's cool.
And like truly like having a person like really care about your mental health, mm-hmm. care about like and seeing like, oh, you like, let's get you doing this again. Like, let's go. Like, I'm with you. I'm here with you. Like, you're right. Not doing this by yourself. Like, how great is that?
So, I mean, just the bottom line to that initial question would just be, yeah, it's easy to lose, like, what you need to focus on and in yourself. So just reiterate that in the mornings. You're like, you know, you also have your own life and you need to wake up and, you know, the sun rose for you too. So go and work on your day and do things that you need to take care of.
How refreshing. I'm dying. Okay, so I have something I want to talk about today. We had some feedback from our Instagram followers. I was asking, like, what do y'all want to hear about? Mm-hmm. And several people said jealousy. So shout out if you were one of those people, because here we go.
Let's talk about
it. Let's talk about jealousy. Oh, I'm going to cringe when I listen to that. Okay. So first of all... dub that out?
Yes.
more. At least it's not going to be a fake British accent. There's nothing that cringes me out more than that.
Yeah.
I regret. Anyways, jealousy. I'm jealous of everyone that didn't say that. Okay, anyways, we're back. Okay, Bo, have you ever experienced jealousy in any way?
Yes.
How was that for you? What was it like?
Okay. I experienced jealousy. I had a senior year of high school. I was in a not-so-healthy relationship, but for the very beginning, it was amazing and very healthy. And I didn't feel jealous. I felt more or less protective. Mm. But I hate saying protective because you don't protect anything you don't own. However... it's like, this person is somebody that I put my effort into, and somebody tries to take that away. That's a something in my brain goes off. It's like, no, don't it's take like, that you can't away. Take
this. I need this.
Yeah. Hey, that's mine.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
Yeah. Or else.
Give it. But I guess what it comes down to is like what you're jealous and what your motives are for being jealous.
Ooh, yeah.
If it's rational jealousy or if it's like irrational jealousy. Because then that can come down to if that's a you issue or a them issue. And that's how you figure out the real root of the problem.
Yeah, well said.
Okay.
Okay, that's extremely well said. Because, okay, so I...
You said it.
Okay, yeah. So I was just like, jealousy is like pretty normal. Like everyone has jealousy at some point. Like it can be like when you're a kid and you like see like my cousin and I always had like this jealousy battle over like our newest bikes. And so like she'd level up, then I'd be really jealous, and then I'd get a new bike, and like it would always be that. So basically like it's, you're gonna have it in your life. You're gonna feel like the jealousy pangs in one way, if it's a relationship or jealous of a person. But it's like what you do with that, because you can either like realize the jealousy ping and be like, okay, I see this. I'm going to let this go. Like, I don't need to give any energy to this. This is my issue here, or they're doing whatever. Or you can, like, kind of obsess over it and then, like, let your behavior act out on it. So it's kind of like, okay, like, why am I feeling jealous? And, like, it could be something, like, in your past. Like, you don't feel worthy, or you've been abandoned or cheated on.
Exactly.
Or, like, so there's all these, like, things, like, trying to keep you safe, all your walls are like, oh, like, damn, you're about to lose this really important thing. So I think it's good to, like, take a step back and realize what the heck's going on.
Exactly. I mean, that goes with everything to jealousy, of course, in relationships. But, like, say your friend has a big win. I recently, like, one of my friends accomplished something amazing. And I felt so guilty about this. But I was... at the same time, incredibly proud and excited and cheering them on, I felt like this sense of jealousy. Like, why don't I deserve that? And again, that's like a me issue, not like...
yeah.
That's like, why did I feel jealous in that moment? Why in that moment was I not just supportive of my friend who accomplished this big thing? Why? What inside of me felt the need to... I didn't voice it. I didn't show it, obviously. Yeah. But like in my brain, I was just like, why did he get that and I didn't? So that kind of made me take a step back, and I had to reflect on some things and like what was important to me.
Yeah.
And just kind of remind myself that like my friend did this awesome thing. And obviously I'm very, very excited for them. So maybe whenever you do get jealous, no matter the issue, it's important to, in any scenario, it's important to just take a step back and breathe before you act.
Yeah, absolutely. How great is it that you like caught yourself in that moment being like, yo, like, why am I feeling like this?
Well, it was honestly just out of resentment for feeling like that, because I was surrounded by all of my friends, and like that night we were out like celebrating him, and just in my gut I felt jealous, but I felt wrong for feeling jealous.
Don't you hate that when you have a feeling and you're like, I hate having this feeling. Yes. I want to get rid of this feeling, but I cannot let this go right now. Like, it just makes you feel crazy. So I think it's great to step back and like look at maybe why, and then if it's like a person, like if you're feeling jealous in a relationship or like with anything really, like figuring out why and then separating what you're feeling from reality. Like, so if it's like, I'm jealous of my partner, or I'm like kind of feeling like I'm losing him or something, so I'm acting in jealousy. Mm-hmm. But like separating your partner from whatever it is that's actually causing it deep inside you. So if it's like your partner now to your last partner, being able to be like, okay, my partners are different. Mm-hmm. Like this guy, like even if it's a small thing, like, oh, he loves spaghetti, this one hates spaghetti. Like small things, big things, just like check your reality. Like you're not the same, and kind of like use your imagination for good, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, well, they're out with their friends right now and having a great time. And
yeah, if your mind's going to wander, let it go to great places.
Yeah, let it go somewhere good instead of bad. Just like,
God, my mind wanders.
Gosh, that's the worst.
Isn't it?
It just makes you crazy. Because, like, your imagination is powerful.
No, it's ridiculous. You'll just be laying in bed thinking about one thing, and then it's always the worst case scenario that pops up. Worst case scenario.
Because you got all your issues, then you got all your imagination skills, and like, especially that combo.
You're such a creative person, and I am too.
Yeah.
So that you just start putting scenarios in your head that may not even be possible.
Like literally,
but somehow you convince yourself that this scenario is reality.
Yeah, because it gets real blurry sometimes if you let yourself get there.
Yes.
Then it's like, what even is real? Yes. Like, so it's just like slippery slope. Oh, gosh, I'm thinking of some crazy times. Like, I've only really experienced jealousy, like, one time in a relationship. Well, situationship, not relationship.
Right.
Which was one of the root causes, because I had no security, but I was, like, really into this person, and I didn't want to lose them. So I was constantly feeling like I was losing them. Right. And, like, it just made me someone psycho. It, like, brought out parts of me that I swore I would never. It did it. And like, that's why I'm just like so interested in like talking about jealousy, because like truly I didn't ever think I was going to be like that.
I get that. But I've felt jealousy in a relationship before as well.
Yeah. It's a terrible feeling. Like no one likes feeling it.
Like, let me ask you a question. Do you feel like it was justified jealousy or irrational? Okay.
Okay. So it was the type of jealousy that was partially like justified. Like I had plenty of reason. And it was also the kind of jealousy that was telling me to get the hell out.
Okay.
You know, like this person isn't trustworthy. Like this person isn't what I need. And like, I feel so insecure because of this and this and this and this, but there were the smaller things, but what I was thinking was happening wasn't actually happening, but it was back to the worst case scenario, really creative mindset shit show. So it was like, it was wild trying to like navigate that, and it just made me someone I wasn't, and I didn't realize what had happened or what was going on until like a month later. And I was like, wow, Rose, you really did it.
Well, if it was rational jealousy.
Yeah.
Then what's the
issue? I mean,
you got out of that scenario.
Yeah. I should not have let it get there, but live and learn.
Regardless, you're out of it.
Yeah.
So good job. Congratulations.
Thank you, Bo. Appreciate. Okay. So on the other side of jealousy, like, so you said that you have felt jealousy like towards another person. It kind of made you like cling on more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So like not saying that you were like psycho. I don't know anything that happened. I didn't know you then.
We can talk about it. Yeah.
Like what did that look like?
Well, it was also justified.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been told I was getting cheated on, but you know, after a year of being with somebody and that's all you know, comfortability, you know, takes priority over like what you feel you need to do. And so just the thought of walking away or even confronting her about, did this really happen, was just so far away and like almost not even possible in my brain. So I felt walked over. And then whenever I was told that, you know, she was with somebody else, I felt myself just comparing myself to who, one, I found out she was with, because I know the guy.
Danger zone, okay.
My word, that's not a fun rabbit hole. And then, two, like, anybody that she came in contact with, it's like, you know, I cling on so much because I'm worried that it'll happen again, or I'm worried this person's greater than I am, or I'm worried if she meets somebody, like, she's done it before, won't she do it again?
Exactly.
And so she goes out with these friends, and that puts me in a place, like, yeah, my jealousy was justified, but then I started getting to a point where I lost myself in, you know, what is she doing? What, who is she with? And this was years, this was in high school, but this was just, that was a side of myself I've never seen. And, you know, I didn't even know I was in that scenario until I was in that scenario. I didn't see it coming.
I mean, that's absolutely so shitty, like, to be in that.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, what are you asking for? You're literally asking for, like, love.
Mm.
And this person is, like, totally taking advantage of that. And you're here just, like, trying to cling on to this thing that, like, you deserve this love. Mm. Does that person? Like, if they're, like, walking all over
exactly.
it. But you're still here trying to be loyal and good and just, like, hold on to what you got. Like, what a brain nightmare.
Just being so comfortable in that person. And honestly, after being in a relationship for a while, feeling very walked over and feeling very... You know, just like, you know, this is who I'm supposed to be with, so why won't this work out?
Yeah.
You know, I can ignore these red flags. I can...
Yeah, like, I can take this.
Yeah,
this
I can take
fine.
This.
We can make this work.
It'll work out.
I'll compromise on this and this and this.
And this and this and this.
And this and this and this. Let's get out the scroll. But it's going to work. We're going to make this work.
Exactly.
Because I can't lose this.
I can't lose this.
Gosh. Okay, so what happened?
Well, eventually, I advocated for myself because it just got to such a dark place for me. And then right after our relationship, they began one, and they were in a relationship for 2 years. So, I mean, I like to make humor in bad times. So I always say, like, at least she meant it. She's going to cheat on me.
Oh,
she really
shit.
Did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear of that happening way too often. Like, just with people I've known, like, what the hell? That just feels so slimy to me.
I've never been in a scenario where I felt the need to be with somebody else if I'm with somebody.
I don't get it. Like,
where?
Like, okay, if you're not happy there, leave. Like, don't drag them through this. I mean, again, I also said that I would never be a psycho jealous lady, but there I was. So I'm sure there's something that I don't get there, which I need to have someone on the show.
Yeah. If you've cheated, come talk to us.
Come talk to me. I won't judge you. I just want to understand. Wow. Okay. So you stood up for yourself.
Yes.
And you lost what you didn't want to lose the most.
But what I found was myself. And that was such a great, like, what I gained from losing her was more than I could have possibly gained from being with her.
Oh, my God.
Like, just, I mean, I made new friends. I learn new skills. That's when I learned about music. Like, that's cool.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So this, like, jump-started everything of your adult life.
Exactly. And I just found out that, like, I can be so much more, and I am so much more deserving than somebody who, like, won't even put me on the back burner. You know
right.
what I mean?
You were, like, on the counter.
Exactly. The water's lukewarm.
Like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like, you are too good. You have too much love for that.
Exactly. So.
And hell, this is just really great. Sweet revenge. You found good love, even though it's not about your ex, but like
sweet, sweet revenge. Though.
It's like encouraging to hear that though.
Yeah.
Like to hear you like literally getting to the place where you're like, okay, I have to let this go and it's going to be a sacrifice and I'm going to lose a lot. And there's no guarantee that I'll find love again.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. It wasn't me just having this big and powerful moment of like self-realization where I stormed over there, banged on her door.
Yeah, get out here. We're going to talk.
No, that took a lot of convincing from my friends who just had to spell it out for me. Because I was so blind to everything that was going on. And like towards the end there, we probably broke up 3 or 4 times before it stuck. Because
mm-hmm.
then either I would come back, I miss you, or she would manipulative gaslight me. You know, I didn't mean that. Please,
oh,
I will
no.
never do it again. You know, you shouldn't feel that way. Think about all I've done for you. And it's like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's great. But then once it stuck, things just immediately shifted. God, I hope she hears this.
Hello there. Shout out to you. Please turn up the volume. We're getting in there. So, question. So, your friends help you, like, realize what was going on.
Oh, yeah.
The first time they brought it up to you, how did that feel?
So, felt so much resentment to them.
Yeah.
I remember when it was first presented to me, and they're like, hey, while you were gone, this happened, this happened, this happened. I was like, get the fuck out of here. No, it didn't. Like, why would you say that? Because, again, I was so, like, lost in this facade of perfect reality where I was just blind to everything that was going on to me.
Wow.
And so I, like, oh, God, I apologized after the fact. But that initial night, like, I listened to what him and his girlfriend both told me. I listened to what they had to say. And, like, they gave me evidence, this, that, and the other. But I was just in such denial that that was even possible to happen. I just resented them for bringing it up.
Yeah. And like, it was easier to, like, blame them and be like, oh, my girlfriend is perfect. She would never do that. We don't have to look there. Yeah. Like, let's not even go there. Let's
close that closet door.
Yeah, like, y'all can get the hell out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to keep doing this
because
I'm keeping this.
Yep.
Okay. And then when did you realize?
Whenever other people brought it up to me.
So there were multiple.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to act like a village came out with pitchforks, but I mean, they were like
torches.
Yeah. There were about 3 or 4 people that have either said this is shady or this has happened. And it was like me talking to my cousin about it because I was with him at the time, and he was like, dude, fucking leave. Because I was just so unhappy and wallowing in this self pity because I was in a different state. Like, what is she doing? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, that was so bad. So bad.
Okay, that sounds like hell. I have another question about this, though. Ooh. I didn't expect to be asking you all of these things, so just cut me off if it's too many questions. But, so, when this relationship started to get bad, and maybe you didn't realize exactly when, but did it kind of turn into something that was kind of like, oh, this feels shitty, but then there'd be something really good, and you'd be like, oh, it's all right, and then, like, drop again?
Yes. In short, but like it wasn't something really good. It was the little nothings that I would cling on to because it got down to like if I got like a good night text, oh God, that's the reassurance for the week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, she does love me.
So you were like preparing a feast, accepting crumbs from her table.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
What? You just said that?
Accepting a crumb? Like, yes. Like, was that you say good night?
Did you read that somewhere?
What?
You were preparing a feast and you accepted a crumb from her table?
I don't know where.
You need to quote that.
Well, maybe that was original Rose. I don't know.
That just hit me.
I've thought about this before because I've been in this place, so I probably journaled it down before.
I love that.
Yeah, but it's like so true. And like, it seems like, okay, there's so, like, have you ever heard of the attachment styles? Like anxious, secure, and avoidant?
Yes.
Okay, so I am an anxious person. You may be the same. I'm not sure. But, like, basically when the other person is, like, pulling away or you feel like you're losing them, like, you just go harder. You're like, no, I'm going to dump even more love on you. Like, well, I'm going to do this and this and this.
We talked about this last time, too. And my friend Jacob is just big with metaphors. And his
number one... I love a good metaphor.
Yeah. His number one metaphor every time for a relationship is to have full cups of water. And that's about where you want to stay.
Hell yeah.
But sometimes you need to pour into your other person. But that means, in turn, they need to pour into you so you guys can stay at that healthy level.
Hell yeah.
But what you end up doing is you need more? Okay, I'll pour more of the, I'll give you more of me, more of me, more of me, until you find yourself empty and with nothing, and then they just go.
They got a full cup.
And you're just
they're good.
Left empty, and that's not good.
Yeah, that's like the perfect metaphor.
He repeats
and it's
that.
So true, mm-hmm. And it's just like, all you want is like, all you want is love here. Like, your intentions, like, you're not trying to hurt anybody. You're just trying to be a loving person, like, having love in return. And
it seems so easy in theory.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest lessons I've had to learn with, like, the cup theory, basically, is just, like, when I'm, like, pouring in, like, I'm also, like, getting drained. And with that, I get really resentful. And... like, if I just let myself drain out, like, my whole cup, you know, I get to the point where I'm like, fuck this. Like, I don't even want to fix this. Like, I don't give a damn. But then I usually realize, like, looking back on the relationship, even if it's a friendship or whatever, like, when I'm pouring out all this water, Like, I never told them this was too much. Like, I didn't set any boundaries there. I didn't speak up for myself or what I need.
That's a very good point.
And so I'm letting this relationship crumble. Not saying that your crumbling relationship was your fault. Right. But this is my experience of, like, truly not speaking up for myself, getting to an empty cup point, and never, like, just letting it go so bad. When I could have said, hey, like, I can't pour into you right now. I really need this. Like, or I can't accept this. Like, this doesn't work for me. Like, and just learning that lesson has truly, like, been super eye-opening to me, because you really have to dig into where your resentment's coming from, and it's usually because my cup is fucking empty and because I didn't speak up for myself. Rant over.
I'm with you, though. I've never been good at advocating for myself. I feel like if, you know, I don't like asking for help. And at some point, you got to realize it's basic communication and isn't asking for too much.
Yeah.
Like, just saying, hey, I need this today, or I can't give you this today.
Yeah.
Or I won't be very present today because of this. However, I'm still here if you need me. But advocating for yourself isn't being a burden. If it's healthy, if you're with somebody positive and who's good for you, it won't be a burden.
Yeah, just think of it, like, on the other side. Like, I love taking care of my friends. I love and respect when people set boundaries, because I'm like, yes, like, you're taking care of yourself. I'm here for that. Like, I respect you.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said that, too, because recently I've been going through, like, a slump of my own, and I was hesitant to, like, reach out to her about it and say, hey, I'm going through a slump of my own. But whenever I did, she's like, why didn't you tell me? I was like, I don't want to be a burden, you know? You're up in New York and you're living life. She's like, well, flip those roles. Like, if I was going through something, what would you want me to do? I was like, tell me immediately.
Yeah, she's absolutely. Like, if you didn't tell me, I'd be kind of like butthurt.
Exactly.
Like, and I want to know what's going
on. Exactly. And she's like, well, would I be a burden to you? I was like, not even in the slightest. She goes, so why do you feel like you'd be a burden to me? And I'm like, oh, that's a very good point. So that makes me feel very...
How, like, healing to hear that.
Isn't it?
Like, after being through hell love, like, finding love, and when you're safe to, like, not feel like a burden when you're asking for something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how crazy is that?
Strange feeling.
Yeah.
Strange.
Yikes. Okay, my brain is just fried. Like, after that rant and that, like, just gave me chills what you just said. But yeah, I think that's just been my learning curve of the year. It's like checking your jealousy, checking your resentment, creating communication and boundaries. Like, truly, boundaries are the basis of everything. Boundaries of communication.
I mean, closed mouths don't eat. So, like, if you need something, ask for it.
I like that.
Oh, I learned that one recently.
That's
I've been using
one.
The hell out of it. Closed mouths don't eat. So,
like, oh, my God. Okay.
I mean, I've been applying that to my friendships lately, too. Because, like, after learning, like, how to better be in a relationship, like, experiencing and trial and error with her, I can, like, then implement that into, like, friendships and, like, maybe relationships in my family. So where can I better communicate with my friends? Where can I step in, step out with my family? Where, you know, and it just turns
changes
into,
everything.
It really does.
Like, your whole world. And it's just, like, honestly, and it's great for your, like, self-worth too. Like, being like, hey, like, I can ask for this and it's okay. Like, I am valued to these people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's all right to not be able to do everything for myself, because I'm a human. Like, we're dependent on other people, and that's not the worst thing in the world.
Exactly.
Because I feel like there's, at least in myself, like, there's these huge parts of me that's like, oh, you have to be independent enough to take care of yourself and everyone else just so you don't ever, like, get to a spot. Like, you can't depend on other people. It's got to be coming from you. But that just puts you in an ice cold box, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and once you start, like, letting people love you for real, like, Jesus, it's eye opening.
That's so hard to do initially, though, letting love in. Especially if you've been in, like, past relationships where you don't feel like you're worthy of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe if, maybe not even you don't feel worthy, but you're just not ready to let it in because of, like, what could come of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you've heard this before, but my dad told me growing up, like, if you're going to be with somebody, two things are going to happen, one of two things. You're going to marry them, or you're going to break up with them. So you have to set your heart up for that. And a lot, like, I'm not really ready to set my heart up for either one of those things.
Yeah.
And that's, like, a scary thing to do, but you kind of have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. God, that makes everything more pressure-y.
Doesn't it? All right, forget I said that. Don't say that. Just live your life.
I'm never going to date again.
You never said that. No.
Yeah, I never heard it. What? No, but that's true. And also, it's like, again, like, love is a huge risk.
Yeah.
But you can't not risk it.
Exactly.
And full circle, you're risking it. Woo, okay, it's amazing. What were you going
to
say?
A question for you, kind of on topic. Mm-hmm. And I guess we can talk about that for a sec. Date to marry? Question mark. That's like a culture that's kind of not been around recently. What are your thoughts on date to marry?
Wow, Bo, this is great. We're going to have a whole episode on, like, purity culture and, like, dating to marry.
Really?
Coming up with... Oh, I'm so excited. It's going to be a good one. But, like, okay, I do want to get married. Yeah. Like, I want to pop out some babies. Shout out to everyone that's scared by that found this on my Hinge profile. Okay. Like, I do feel, though, that, like, I don't want to just, like, hop into a relationship just to be in a relationship.
Yes.
Like, I truly, like, rather wait, get to know a person, and then, like, if I do see potential, like, in this person, like, they check the boxes, like, I trust them, they're good. Like, the bar is pretty low.
Yeah.
Okay, the bar is low. But also, really, it's not. I joke about that.
The bar may have been set low, but your standards can be very high.
Oh, yeah. That's a much better way to say that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do, like, I guess I do kind of have the mindset of, like, I'm not going to get into a relationship unless I see the potential in this person to get married.
Good for you. That's a great mindset to be in.
Because I've, like, had my fun. Like, I don't have to be in a relationship. I can be single and having a great time. But, like, I just think relationship is a lot of work, and I'm willing to do that, but not for anybody.
That was a fun noise. That was
a nice sploosh in the boot cup.
That was a fun noise.
Date to marry, question mark?
Okay.
Let's get in there.
Well, no. I don't think you should. You can, but I don't think if you're going to initially date somebody, unless that's what you want to do, then go for it. Fuck it. Me, personally, I'm not going to go into a relationship originally with intent to marry because I am young and I am looking for who I want to marry. Because I don't know what I want yet.
Yeah.
I know what I'm attracted to. I know what I like from people. And I know, like, what I've... But, like, whenever I met this person and I saw what was possible and, like, how you... Like, what I do want, and I learned more about what was out there and more of options. That sounds bad. I mean that the best way. I didn't know that this kind of person and this kind of love was real. So I didn't know that I could strive for that. So how could I go into this? How could I go into something with like intent to marry if I don't even know like what's out there? So I learned things that I don't like from relationships in the past. I learned things that I do like from relationships in the past and now. And so then maybe, you know, if I am in a relationship, I can later on make a better decision on if I want to maybe marry. Because I do want to be married one day. I do want to be a father, but that's just such a far away image in my head.
Yeah, that's so fair. And I just think it's so great because, like, you've had your trial and errors and, like, it's so true. Like, you don't know what's out there. And now you found something, like, so good. Like, you didn't know it could be this good.
Right.
And, like, how crazy healing and exciting is that to, like, have a whole new world where you're like, wow, I didn't know this was here.
And we can be real in real world. Like, it is still very newish. I mean, it's like 3 months in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's honeymoon, and that's the thing. But, I mean, even just... yeah, it's really cool. Like, meeting originally. I've never met off the rip, have such, like, fire. And then magnetism. Yeah. Cool
sounds
stuff,
pretty,
dude.
It sounds pretty good to me.
It's pretty cool.
I'm gonna vote yes. okay, so kind of, we gotta wrap up here. Like,
also vote.
Also
vote. You said vote. Everybody vote.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. And then I have one more topical question because we're running out of time.
Okay.
You need to vote.
Yeah.
Okay, if you aren't political, that's a privilege. And you need to check it at the door because people not as privileged as you. And they vote because they have to vote. So use your privilege to fucking vote.
Yeah, privilege doesn't belong inside of an election. So vote as if you're not white or vote as if you're not straight. Like, vote as if you've never had a court case that has had to decide if you have rights or not. Vote like that. So vote.
Yes.
vote for humans.
Vote for humans.
That's what I vote for.
Like, if we don't have humans, we aren't going to have an economy.
Exactly. Okay?
Also, a lot of people don't like either candidate, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I'm not a fan of Biden. We're just going to get a little political. Y'all can cancel me if you want. But truly, I saw this meme on Instagram that really, like, just slapped me. I wish I read this meme last election. Like, I voted third party, and I'm very ashamed to say that because I didn't like Trump and I didn't like Hillary. But this meme is what I needed to hear at that time, and that was, like, sometimes you don't like the party you're voting for, but, like, it's a bus. You take the bus to the stop that's closest to your actual, like, destination. So it may not get you there.
I heard exactly what you're talking about. Shoot yourself in the leg.
Yeah.
Yes. So, a vote for Trump would be shooting yourself in the head. Vote for Biden would be shooting yourself in the leg. So vote for the leg.
Yeah. Take the leg.
Take the leg.
Take the leg. Yeah. And just think of this. Also, some encouragement to vote is, like, everybody is voting that's racist, that's, like, just obsessed with money and power. All these bad people are voting. So who else needs to vote? The good people like you, like viewers like you. Yep. So get in there.
Trump supporters are going to be at the polls.
Yeah, so they're going to be out there. Trump people vote. Older generations vote like nobody else. Our generation sucks at voting.
Oh, our generation's so good at everything but voting.
Yeah, like
I mean, boomers are at, like, county elections.
They're everywhere. Yeah. They're there at, like, the crack of dawn.
Yeah.
And, like, I get it. Like, we all have these weird schedules with our jobs, but, like, we got to find a way to vote.
Yeah, it's something that's important that we need to prioritize. So if you can and are able, go vote.
Also, there's a lot of, voting information apps. So if you need to register on an app, there's one called Go Vote Tennessee. If you're in Tennessee, it's an app. So you can register there. Huh. You can find your voting locations. You can look at all your candidates.
I didn't know that. So educate yourself. That's really cool.
Yeah. So shout out to that.
Yeah, go do that.
Okay. I got a little impassioned there.
I do too.
But I'm steering it back to love life things as we have to end now. Oh. Unfortunately, you can be elaborate. You don't have to rush. But I was just wondering, when you're looking for a lifetime partner, wife, what are some things that are important to you?
Oh. Well, I still would like to learn and figure that out.
Still learning.
And whether that be with this person and learn, that'd be cool. I don't know. But whenever I look or think about who I idealize myself with, it's somebody with a drive and somebody with a passion. That's always been my number one.
Yes.
You have to have your own goals. And if you can have your own goals, and I can't imagine, like, how strong our goals would be together.
Power couple.
Exactly. So have your drive and then just work for it and, like, I don't know. Just be excited to wake up. And it doesn't mean don't be depressed or have any mental.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just, you know what you're going for and just have that great mindset of I'm going to wake up and I'm going to do this today if I can, if I'm feeling up for it.
Yeah.
And I know I'm capable, so I'm going to.
Hell yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, that's so attractive.
Oh, isn't it? It's so attractive.
Yeah, I just, like, I have the same kind of thing on my list. Like, having drive is really important to me, not because I want you to be rich. I don't give a damn.
I could give a shit less.
But, like, I want to be on my shit. And I know if I'm with someone that just isn't doing anything, like, I'm probably going to go to that level just to be with them, you know? Yeah. And, like, I want, like, match energy going forward. I think that's so important.
Exactly. And I think it'd be so cool to, like, have somebody that would root you on in your shit while you root them on. And then at the end of the day, you come together and you're just this kill-ass couple. Yes. No, that sounds neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's the ideal.
All right, Bo, how can we find you on the internet?
At Bog Jackson on everything. BogJackson. It's really Bo G Jackson.
I know. What's your middle name?
Garrett.
Garrett. We probably talked about this on the last show. I'm pretty sure.
But every time, like, somebody meets me that I've met online, it's Bog.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Bog Jackson.
I don't know anybody who would intentionally name their child Bog. Unless your name's Bog, don't get offended.
Cool.
Ooh. It's on the list now. I'm going to my notes.
Bog. Like, first son. Bog. I love that. I support. Okay. I was going to ask you one other thing. Oh, yeah. First of all, I just want to say thank you. You've helped me a lot with this podcast. Like, you've come on my show and talked about some great stuff. And I've learned a lot from you. And not only that, but you helped me with all my mics, like figuring out how to work my computer.
Does it sound so cool, though?
Yeah, it sounds so much better.
Sounds great.
I'm sure everyone on the other side listening in their earbuds or their car is thanking you forever for not having like this really loud like wah, wah, wah echo in the back. And then, exactly. So thank you. I truly appreciate you.
Well, of course. And I'm really, really thrilled to be a part of everything you got going on here. You help people. You talk about cool stuff. You bring people who have important things to talk about on your show. And you give them a platform to speak. So that's really cool of you.
Okay, I will go weep now. Thank you. All right, Bo. I'll talk to you next time.
All right. Bye, Rose.
Bye. Yay, you made it to the end of the show. I'm very honored. Thank you for listening. If you want to help a sister out, you can always leave a review, a few stars on whatever platform you're listening on. And if you want to keep up with the day-to-day podcast stuff, you can follow me on Instagram at The Nosy Rosie Show. You can also reach out directly, slide into those DMs. Whatever you need, I got you. Anyways, thanks for listening, and I hope your love life is thriving. Over and out.